Dictation for Elias, E-L-I-A-S, Garza, G-A-R-Z-A, August 25, 70. Address as a letter to Dr. Shamin, S-H-A-M-I-N, Family Practice Residency, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Shamin, consultation for Mr. Garza, abnormal kidney function. He was referred a year ago, and he canceled all appointments. For the last 1 year, he was complaining of rectal, perineal pain, on defecation, multiple negative workup, initially treated as chronic prostatitis, received Bactrim probably for 2-3 months. As far as I know, no organism was isolated. Has seen urology at Bay City, Dr. Kershen, K-E-R-S-H-E-N, which apparently has been negative. Eventually, a diagnosis of rectal fissure has already been repaired through rectal surgeon at Midland. He's taking stool softeners, fiber, probiotics to keep his bowels from getting constipated. Still, there is minor degree of fecal incontinence. He's been extensively tested for immunosuppressants, HIV, STDs, all of them being negative. There has been no evidence for prostate cancer. Apparently, PSA has been normal. Now he has established care with Dr. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Urology and Saginaw. They are planning to repeat another cystoscopy. There is some problems of chronic back pain, insomnia, nocturia, restless legs. Other review system right now is negative. He denies, next paragraph, past medical history, denies diabetes, hypertension, no heart problems, no stroke, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. He passed a stone many years back spontaneously, doesn't know the type. He has also psoriasis limited to the skin, no compromise of the joints. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he smokes off and on, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, surgeries including umbilical hernia, a number of colonoscopies, prior attempt of fistula repair, locally in Alma and recently at Midland, prior fracture on the right foot, and surgery for left foot banion, a cystoscopy and a prior trigger finger repair on the left side. Next paragraph, present medications, topical creams for psoriasis, on Prami, P-R-A-M-I-P-E-X-O-L-E, for restless legs, stool softeners, probiotic fiber, recently started on Lipitor, and for overactive bladder on Mybetric, M-Y-B-E-T-R-I-Q. Used to take maybe one or twice a month ibuprofen, has been discontinued. Presently no antibiotics. Next paragraph on physical exam, 215 pounds, 69 inches tall, blood pressure 130/195, I recheck 140 over 80 on the right, 130/76 on the left. He is very pleasant, takes time to redirect what he's trying to tell me, pressure of speech, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen, no major edema, and no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, prior creatinine was running 1.47. The most recent one, June, is 1.14. At that time, normal sodium, potassium, there is metabolic acidosis, low bicarbonate 20 with a high chloride 113. A normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. No gross anemia. Normal TSH. Prior ferritin in April low at 63 with a saturation 50%. Consistently, urine has shown multiple times 2-3 plus of blood. However, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Multiple emergency room visits. Next paragraph. Prior CT scan, abdomen, pelvis with contrast within the last 1 year. Normal liver. Kidneys without obstruction. No stone masses. No lymph nodes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute, probably on chronic kidney abnormalities at the time of prolonged uncontrolled, not diagnosed rectal fissure. He's being exposed to Bactrin, among other things. The rectal issue has been already taken care of. There was no malignancy. We are going to repeat chemistries to see if he has attained resolution or there is persistent kidney abnormalities. We are going to monitor the metabolic acidosis with high chloride. He has persistent hematuria, at least the last 1 year, with so far negative workup based on CT scan and trying to obtain the cystoscopy report done not long ago at Bay City. A new urine sample is going to be obtained. He is still following with urology. They need to make a statement if he has or not chronic prostatitis. I'm not aware of any positive cultures, blood or urine, or after prostate massage. If urological workup come back negative, we might consider appropriate testing, serologies, for glomerulonephritis vasculitis, including potentially a renal biopsy. At this moment, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, monitor blood pressure at home, new chemistries to be obtained, further advice to follow, end of dictation.